This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are parts of this economy where bits and pieces of the sci-fi future do seem to have come to life. I'm thinking here of robots. You got your self-driving cars for just one big example, but somehow the rest of the field seems ripe for development. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is here to make me smart on robots. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai. Are you ready to accept robots as your personal savior, Kai?
If I must, I suppose. And I suppose, actually, I must, right? That's kind of the point of this conversation.
They are coming. And in all seriousness, how do you feel about them being in your house?
Well, I'm okay with that, I think. Not big ones, like low profile, not threatening.
Yeah. These things are more and more common these days. There's one that a lot of people are talking about right now called Jibo. It's this robot built by MIT roboticists. Yeah. It ain't cheap. Costs $500. Yeah. It sort of looks like a big kitchen appliance. It's got this sort of like round head. You can ask it to take a picture, dictate a recipe. It'll read bedtime stories to your kids. But we've been talking about robot helpers in the home for decades, right?
Yeah.
And we're kind of finally getting there. You know that huge shopping day on Alibaba the other day,
a couple of weeks back, Singles Day.
One company called Ecovac sold 70,000 robotic vacuums.
Wow.
One company, one day.
Yeah, but we're not in Jetsons territory here yet, right? I mean, if I get a Roomba, one of those little vacuum things, it is not making me a sandwich. It is not reading my kid's bedtime story, right?
Correct. Well, you know, part of that is about dexterity, right, Kai? Which is still this big hurdle for robots.
The opposable thumb, yeah.
Right. We're better at it. One thing that I did see today, though, Kai, I saw Brewy.
Yeah.
This is an Indiegogo campaign.
Brewy?
Does it make you beer? Yes, sir.
Seriously?
It'll make you 20 liters of IPA at a time.
Wow.
The biggest hurdle, though, Kai,
is
what I think we might call intelligence. It's really difficult to make something that is both smart and mobile. And it's also expensive, which is why there's a lot more happening with robot development in the workplace.
Yeah. And not to mention, you want to make it non-threatening, right? Because wasn't it Stephen Hawking who said the other day, and Elon Musk has said, robots are going to end mankind as we know it.
Yes. Right. And there's a lot of fear about that. Now, I mean, you know, that's in the ether. You saw those stories about Amazon letting a bunch of people in to look at their new robots.
Their robots, the other day,
Yes, this like $800 million spent on this kind of army of robots that zoom around the company's warehouses. But there's a big problem here, once again, involving intelligence for robots. There's still this hurdle that roboticists are thinking about and trying to tackle, but we're not there yet. So I called this guy up the other day. His name is Ryan Kahlo. He's a law professor at University of Washington, but he's like a huge robots geek, right? he says robots still have a big problem.
Not only does it not know what to put in the trash and what not to, it is a non-trivial task for the robot even to understand, you know, what is a part of your desk, right?
Wow.
And what isn't.
He's talking about cleanup there, right?
Right.
So the idea is that robots are supposed to do all these tasks that many of us would consider sort of menial and, you know, the stuff we don't want to do. But robots still have this problem of taking in digital data and actually being able to differentiate things that they're looking at and being able to throw away the trash, for instance, and clean up the warehouse for us.
I think we're better off if we keep them stupid, honestly. I'm just saying. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.